Our gospel is from Luke 14, verse 1 and 7 through 14. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of the leaders of the Pharisees to eat a meal with him on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The word of the Lord.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is absolutely wonderful to stand here and say that Trinity Lutheran Church is doing the gospel every Thursday night. It is truly awesome, and the couple of three times that I've been here, one time helping with serving, to see how people are welcomed, treated with respect, regardless of the situation in their lives, they are welcome and made to feel at home and invited to come again. The gospel lesson is not only about places of honor at banquets, but it is about hospitality. It is about how we live our lives day to day. I'd like to share with you an experience I had a few years ago. I was in a furniture store, and to be quite honest with you, I was eavesdropping. There was a situation that caught my attention, and I stood at a distance and listened. And this is what I learned. It was a mom and her adult son. They lived about 35 or 40 miles out in the country. They were in the store, and both of them looked tired, wore out, heartbroken. They were there shopping for a recliner for her husband, who was at home dying of cancer. He was going on hospice, and they were trying to find a comfortable recliner for him, and they found one in the store, just exactly what they thought he could use and would feel comfortable in. The clerk said, "We have one in storage. You can get it on Tuesday." "But sir, we live 40 miles in the country. Can we get this one that you have here in the store?" "No, ma'am, that's not our policy." I regret keeping my mouth shut. They left that store with more weight on their shoulders to go home and tell their dad, their husband, "You still have to sit in this other chair or lay on the bed. No recliner, not until Tuesday." I wish I had spoken up and asked the sales clerk if he would call the manager, or for that matter, break the rules and sell it. After all, they were there with their pickup and they were hoping to buy. Hopefully went to another furniture store and bought it there. I don't know. On the flip side, I'll tell you about another experience. Judy, my wife, and I, we were shopping at Kirkwood Mall. And I was carrying some of the bags, and we were going around. And in one of the stores we went into, Judy wanted to go into because they were advertising this sale on these stylus, you know, those stub-nosed pens for e-readers. And we went in, and she bought one, and I put the purchase in with the bags, and I was sure that I had put it in one of the bags that I was carrying. We got home, and we were putting things away, and we could not find that stylus. We went through every bag twice. We checked the empty. We just couldn't find it. We looked in the car. It was nowhere to be found. We retraced our steps in the house. It was nowhere to be found. And the only thing that we could think of was that when I thought I was putting it in the bag of the store, it slipped between the bags and went on the floor. So we right away went back to the store, and we explained what happened and asked if one had been picked up off the floor, if somebody, no, it hadn't, and they had. Their inventory was accurate. There was nothing extra. And, Judy and I were kind of figuring out what in the world could have happened. And the one employee, I assume the manager, said, give them another one. So we went home with the stylus, and we went to put it away, and there was the first one that we bought. So we made a quick trip back to the store to return it and to apologize and thank them. And then when we were driving home, I knew that person was familiar in that store. That person is connected to Trinity Lutheran Church. Hospitality, serving the needs of others, showing welcome and caring, showing interest and understanding, offering a shoulder, a hug, a smile, a Kleenex, a meal. Judy and I were vacationing in another state, and we decided to go to a church we went to this church, Lutheran church, and we went in. Nobody spoke to us. Nobody spoke to us unless we spoke to them. And even when we were over signing the guest book, no one acknowledged us as visitors or said boo. When we left, we thought, well, you know what we were thinking. And there is another church that we worshiped at. We went in, we were greeted, we were welcomed, we were invited to stay for coffee. And as Judy and I were leaving, one of the members of the church, at least I assume was a member of the church, followed us out, stopped us, and visited with us privately to say, thank you again for joining us today. We hope you will come again. And if you don't have a church home, you're more than welcome to join us here. I walked away and thought, wow. Now I realize we all have our off days. We all have our moments when days are tough or it's hard to do what we should be doing. Things just don't fall into place. It's like one time when I was walking up to a church in Kildare to officiate at a wedding. And as I was walking up to the church, I met another couple who I'd married a few years before, and I asked them, well, how is married life? And she quickly replied, it depends on which day you ask. Well, ain't that the truth? It's not only true in marriage relationships, but in all of our relationships. It depends on the day. And it also is the same way in our relationship with God, isn't it? It depends on the day. When we're having those days when everything is going fantastic and going well, it is very easy to think, this is great, and to forget all about giving our Creator thanks and praise. And then on other days, we question, we doubt, we're uncertain if God cares or not. Life can get messy. Life can get painful. The power of the devil can creep in and cause us or tempt us to do things we never thought we would do in our wildest dreams. And yet, we come here, we gather here, trusting and knowing that even in our brokenness, even in our heartache, we have this loving and gracious God who always welcomes us, who always includes us, who always reminds us that we are His forever. A number of years ago, I was having coffee with an inactive member of the church. At least, I had coffee with him off. And I suppose by church standards, he would be considered inactive because he didn't worship and he didn't, you know, a whole lot of things he didn't do. But I tend to differ on that. I think he was probably one of the more active members in the church, but that's another topic. Anyway, we were having coffee together, and we were discussing a number of things, as we often did. And this particular day, we got into a conversation about the church. And that was a conversation I've been wanting to talk to him about, you know, to encourage him to come back. And he said, all the church is a bunch of hypocrites. And I said, you're right, and there's room for one more. He laughed, which I'm glad. And then we talked about that. Yes, there's room for one more. There's room for many more. The faithful, the hypocrites, we all alike need what only God offers. And even we in our faithfulness have our times when we're very hypocritical, when we will not do the very thing that we should do. There are times in our faith life, in our faith journey, that we doubt and we struggle and we question and we wonder, how in the world could God possibly love me? But yet He does. In spite of ourselves, He continues to show us His love. For you see, for all of us, whether we're being faithful or being hypocritical, we all alike need what God offers: forgiveness and life. Regardless of what kind of day we are having, the writer of Hebrews reminds us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave us or forsake us. And so maybe, just maybe, that is motivation for us to show hospitality, to show friendship, to show welcome, to visit the stranger, to visit the homebound, to visit our friends at the nursing home, to pray for our friends, to pray for our enemies, to pray for our country, to pray for one another. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave or forsake us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds united in Christ Jesus. Amen.